Retail Rebound.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Could have been all those after-holiday sales and discounts that sent people into the stores. Whatever it was, retail sales actually rose for the first time in 7 months. The Commerce Department says the increase was the biggest in more than a year. On the jobs front, though, not so good. The government reports that while new unemployment claims dropped a bit from last week, the number is still at a 26-year high, 623,000. And that brings us to that stimulus package that House and Senate negotiators struck a deal on last night. The plan promises that jobs are on the way, but when will they come? Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
President Obama wanted the stimulus to create or save 4 million jobs. After yesterday's negotiations, however, lawmakers say the final number may be closer to 3.5 million. John Schmidt is an economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
You know, every time you cut $1 billion, you're cutting a certain amount of jobs.
7,000 to be exact, he says. The bill will create jobs first in construction and state and local government. Then, Schmidt says, if all goes as planned,
the people who get jobs in the first round will spend the income that they get supporting a broader range of people in the economy. And that is what we really hope will turn the economy around.
So if you're a recently laid off waiter, architect, or engineer, you may have to hold tight for a bit or get a government job in energy, healthcare, or education. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Well, we could get a final vote on that compromise stimulus plan in the coming hours or days. Wall Street taking it all in this morning. Yeah, Dow is down nearly 2% at this hour. More than 140 points. The NASDAQ down 17, about a percent. And the S&P 500 down about 2% as well. European markets are lower across the board, between 1% and 3%. And Asian markets closed lower for the most part. The Nikkei shed 3%. Coca-Cola says big volume gains in China, India, and Eastern Europe helped it to higher than expected profits last quarter. It made $1 billion. Electronics giant Pioneer says it's cutting 10,000 jobs and it's shutting down two plants. The company says it's also getting out of the plasma television business. We're set to hear this morning from the Federal Trade Commission. They've been trying to come up with guidelines for online marketing. The commission's been targeting growing concerns about consumer privacy. Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
Online marketing has grown into more than a $20 billion a year industry. But the regulations governing what that industry does with all the personal information it collects from web browsers are virtually non-existent. Today's voluntary guidelines are the Federal Trade Commission's attempt to catch up. But Jeffrey Chester with the consumer advocacy group Center for Digital Democracy says industry self-regulation won't work.
You cannot trust the industry, whose job, after all, it is to increase revenues from online advertising, to do a job protecting and policing our privacy.
Chester says look no further than the crisis on Wall Street. The online advertising industry disagrees. It says self-regulation both protects consumers and allows marketers to provide relevant advertising, something that's increasingly important to keep companies in business during a recession. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
This economic fallout is affecting even the hardiest of investors. Yesterday, they pushed the price of gold past $953 an ounce in trading. It fell back down to about $935 today. And all this interest in gold has some people screaming, Eureka! In Colorado, that's not necessarily making people happy. Megan Burley reports.
At the old Molly Kathleen Gold Mine, 100 miles southwest of Denver, a guide orients a group of tourists getting ready to board an elevator for a trip deep under the earth.
To kind of give you an idea how far you're going to go down, you can see the city of Cripple Creek there. That's not quite halfway. You're going to go about 600 feet below Cripple Creek.
20 years ago, Cripple Creek was practically a ghost town. But today, this little city of 1,400 has struck it rich, with a couple of casinos and a boom in tourists attracted to the area's history. Mayor Dan Bader takes pride in attractions like the town's new History Museum, which welcomed more than 64,000 people last year.
We've spent a lot of money to make sure that everybody keeps what was there from the 1890s intact.
But now a present-day gold mine threatens to disrupt the town's yesteryear charm. A nearby open pit mine called the Cripple Creek Invictor is Colorado's largest, and with the price of gold booming, it wants to expand. But in town, people like candy store owner Lou Goldman worry a bigger mine could drive away tourists.
Cripple Creek's a special place, and there's a lot of history behind it. If it hurts the tourism that much, then Cripple Creek will disappear.
This clash between preservation and the extraction industry is common in the West. Proponents of mining point to its potential economic benefits. Its jobs often pay better than the service sectors, and it's a business that's growing at the same time the economic downturn is keeping more tourists at home. At the Cripple Creek Invictor open pit mine, massive machines chew down through the tunnels of historic mines to get at what gold is left. Spokesperson Jane Mannon says townspeople objecting to the mine should remember their history.
I can't imagine what it was like when there were 400 underground mines going and coal fired. You know, I mean, it was a noisy place historically as well.
I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.
Finally, big executives have been hammered for their use of corporate aircraft, especially after receiving government funds. Well, Cessna, the maker of so many of those corporate jets, has a new marketing campaign to get those scared CEOs back in the sky. It says support needs to be given to businesses that have the good judgment and, yes, courage to use corporate jets as a way to help turn the economy around. Its new print ad starts with the line, "Timidity didn't get you this far. True visionaries will continue to fly." Check out our website. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org, the numbers, podcast, and, of course, our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.